Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Trench to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward.
Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
There he is. Morning, Buddha. Congratulations on your tips for last week. Well done.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Millie. Yes, why'd they get six?
You got six last week, Buds.
So leading the ladder at 14, Mill on 12. She got seven. I got five on 11. So 14, 12, 11, we're sitting after round two.
All righty.
Let's get into round three, Buddha. Thursday night, tonight, Doggies and Swans at Marvel.
Yeah, how good, Mark, has Thursday nights and Wednesday nights and Friday nights have been recently over the last three rounds, and tonight's another absolute ripper. Can't wait to get home and get into that magnum. But I'm tipping Sydney. I reckon they're too good. They'll be too good for Western Bulldogs. Bailey Smith back in for the Dogs. That's okay. But we know last week Sydney whacked the Cats. They'll be 3-0. So this is the second time. Last year in 2001, they were 3-0. And this year in 2022, they'll be 3-0 again. So Sydney.
All righty. Friday night, Melbourne and Essendon. Who do you like there?
Yeah, another ripper. I like Melbourne here. Essendon have lost Zach Merritt, so there's about 30 to 40 possessions out of their midfield. They won't be able to cover Zach's ability to find the ball in through the midfield, so tipping the Demons.
Okay, Crows and Port Adelaide tomorrow night as well.
One word, Port.
Beautiful. GWS Giants and the Gold Coast Suns on Saturday.
Yeah, be careful here. Gold Coast beat the Giants in Ballarat last year. I think it was the first to get hypothermia and the Gold Coast players got that first. But I'll tip GWS because I think this is at Manuka Oval, so go the Giants.
What's fun to watch the Gold Coast boys freeze. Big one, Saturday night at the G, Collingwood Geelong.
Absolute ripper between Millie and myself, not so much the Pies and Geelong, but no. Look, this is a really big game. Joel Selwood, he breaks the record for the most amount of games as captain. I only played four. I led the Cats for four games, so five games is not a really big thing, is it? Joel's breaking.
Yeah, okay.
No, sorry. It's the longest serving captain in the AFL. So he's played 336 games and not one bad one. And he's captain now. He'll be the most ever in AFL, VFL history at 227. So we've got to take our caps off and clap as hard as we can for just an absolute star, Joel Selwood. I think the Cats will get up. The Pies have lost a couple of injuries. Young Kruger and Bo McCreary in their forward line, who puts on a fair amount of pressure. But I think they'll get up for Joel, and so they should. They're in a bit of a rut, the Cats, but I reckon this is an opportunity to have a really good win.
I just want to ask you something quickly about the Collingwood game last weekend. About three or four free kicks to the opposition out of the centre bounce with the 6-6-6 rule. How long's that rule been around for? That's brand new to me, where everybody's going to be in their position, because Collingwood gave away four kicks out of the centre bounce, which is terrible. How long's that rule been around for, Buds?
It's been around as long as colour TV, Millie.
Has
so you
it
might
really?
Be just getting that into.
Well, I am new to football, but go it's easy
just,
on
you
me.
You might be just getting colour TV put in into Marshall, and guess what, Millie? You'll get NBN probably in the next.
Shut your
years
face!
Out there, Marshall.
I thought that was a decent question. 6-6-6, isn't it new?
Well, that's 18. So 6-6-6 is 18. But look, it does make it hard if you give away free kicks or you get the ball out of the middle. It's very hard to defend and gives your forwards first look. So well done, Football Mill.
Oh, nice. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Colour TV, Gary.
Righto. Brisbane Lions in North Melbourne. Where's this at the Gabba on Saturday night?
Brisbane.
Carlton and Hawthorn. This will be an interesting one.
Yeah, both these teams sit on top of the ladder, which is probably a little bit hard to believe when I looked there this morning. Hawthorn 1, Carlton 2. They've both been awesome, but take a moment. Carlton have beaten Richmond Dogs and possibly Hawthorn. So that's a dream start for Vossie. The Hawks had a big win over at Adelaide Oval. We know how hard that is. And Sam Mitchell seems to be going really well as a new coach as well. I think Carlton had the edge just around the footy. too many stars, and their forwards are looking really dangerous at the moment. So tipping the Blues.
Beauty.
We've got Saints and Richmond at Marvel on Sunday. This is Maddie's game.
Yeah, I'd love to move on really quickly, but yeah, you need to spare a thought for Maddie, and if you can reach into your pockets and dig deep, and it's a great cause and one that is very, very sad. But look, Jack's back. Grimes could be in as well. Tarrant's been awesome too, Mark.
Mm.
Down back for the Tigers. And Dimmer, he was proud of his boys. They had a great response against GWS. So I'll tip Richmond.
Richmond. And the final game for the round, the West Coast Eagles versus Frio.
Oh, I'm just about to fall asleep, I think. when you mention these two, I think it's a bit of a snooze fest out here at the farms. I'll tip West Coast.
West Coast, righto.
And how are you going, Leopold? You're coach of Leopold this year, Geelong West, the game on Sunday. Give us the quick synopsis. You're all set, ready to go?
Yeah, get on board the Polders versus Geelong West. They're a really, really good team, well coached, Greg Mallor. So round one on Sunday, get out there. The shiny car is parked in the driveway, Mark, and we'll wait and see on Sunday. We'll take it out, whether it's rain, hail or snow, and we'll see how many dents we get in it. Do we need to change the engine? How many gears has it got on it? Looking forward to it, excited. Go the Polders.
Beauty. All right, good luck, mate.